Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh no shit, huh? Evil Weasel Wednesday. Which is ironic because it's also Laura's birthday. Happy birthday, Laura. It's the 10th day of August. It's Wednesday. It's 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you would like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 75 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 79 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, so a little bit cooler. But, oh, Jesus, drier than a popcorn fart. That's just all there is to it. Man, just don't let no lightning, not even ember from a fucking cigarette. It'll fucking torch it. All right, let's see what we got going here. DOJ files motion to support in support of gun ban for medical marijuana card holders. Told you so. Oh, wait a minute. We've said that so many fucking times that it's wore a hole in the fucking mic. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
There, it works better when you turn the volume up. DOJ files motion in support of gun ban for medical marijuana card holders. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We said this is going to happen when they did it. In the first place, they never had the authority to tell you what you can or cannot put in your fucking body. They do not hold jurisdictional or custodial authority over you. We are the free nationals of this fucking country. We have the fucking power. We hold the jurisdictional authority. And they do not hold jurisdictional authority as a fucking government. I mean, like when they, you know, creating the goddamn Department of Justice, the goddamn federal attorney generals and all that shit with the first Congress in violation of the very fucking document they had just ratified. There was no ratification of the fucking Justice Department, and there was no ratification of the goddamn Supreme Court having supreme jurisdiction. There was no ratification of the goddamn servants having goddamn jurisdictional authority over the fucking goddamn masters. Got it? December 15, 1791, we fucking emphasized that hard in the fucking Bill of Rights. We the people hold the jurisdictional authority, and we the people only. In our individual capacities, plain and simple. These pricks never had the right to tell you you couldn't fucking use marijuana or any other fucking drug you want to use. If you harm someone, it has to be an individual, and that individual has to go to a common law court, and that individual has to file as an individual against you as an individual. It ain't the big, huge fucking empire versus the one little fucking goddamn peon. You got that, motherfuckers? We're not peons. We stand eyeball to eyeball with you. The Department of Justice filed a motion Monday seeking the dismissal of a lawsuit challenging the federal ban on gun ownership for medical marijuana card holders. Fuck you. You can't touch that. That doesn't say the right of the people shall not be infringed, period, and then or comma, and then go on to say unless the government decides or that they want to do it or some son of a bitch or some fucking communist cocksucker comes in here and thinks they want to take jurisdictional authority over the people's fucking rights. No, it doesn't. You fuck with it, you die. Get the fuck away from our guns, you sons of bitches. The lawsuit challenging the ban was filed by Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. And Consumer Services, we've got another. Nikki. It's N-I-K-K-I. Nikki. Freed Services. Nikki Freed. According to Reason, Freed claims that the policy violates a congressional... Listen to how the way they put this fucking shit. A policy violates a congressional spending rider known as the... goddamn, I don't know if I can even say this. Rohabacher. It's R-O-H-R-A-B-A-C-H-E-R, FAR, F-A-R-R, Amendment. That bars the Justice Department from interfering with the implementation of state medical marijuana laws. On Monday, the DOJ filed a motion to dismiss Freed's challenge, claiming that courts have uniformly upheld that the federal ban on gun ownership by medical marijuana card holders. The motion to dismiss refers to the Supreme Court of the United States, June 23rd, 2022, ruling in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Buren in NYS. Goddamn, here we go with these fucking acronyms. We're going to have one of these times, we're going to have two or three paragraphs, nothing but fucking acronyms before there's even a fucking word. The NYSRPA versus Buren. The Supreme Court held that the state firearms regulation violated the Second Amendment because it prevented law-abiding citizens from with ordinary self-defense needs from exercising their right to keep and bear arms. By contrast, the law challenged here imposed no burden on the Second Amendment right of the law-abiding citizen. These laws merely prevent drug users who commit federal crimes by unlawfully possessing drugs. See, it's a federal crime. There's a goddamn dispensary right down. It's probably about 200 yards from where I'm sitting. You can go right down there and fucking buy any goddamn thing you want. But you're breaking the federal law when you're doing it. You see this fucking horse shit? Do you see this fucking goddamn non-judicial fucking horse shit? You got no goddamn victim, you motherfuckers. They fucking take and they use it as they fucking please. Well, right here we could use it like, it ain't against the law. You can't make a federal law that says that I cannot possess and use fucking marijuana, son of a bitch. And I liked it better the other way. Before they fucking, this is why they did it. This is why they came to the fucking states and did this shit. So that they could fucking try and use this fucking, try to imply that they have some goddamn authority. You're talking about custodial authority. Like a mommy and a daddy. Over a fucking United States national. You don't have it, motherfuckers. You do not have custodial authority over us. You have no fucking authority over us. In fact, you are under our fucking authority. We are the fucking goddamn jurisdictional authority for the United States of these Americas. And that goddamn unalienable, ratified fucking law of we the people of December 15, 1791 is the fucking law. And you better be in compliance with it or you're a fucking traitor. You try to change it or take it away. You're a fucking traitor. And we have the right to blow your fucking heads off. Just like we blew the heads off the fucking British at goddamn Concord. See, but here's another sleazy thing. This is what the fucking goddamn old communist motherfucking goddamn propagandists came up with. This. Come and do it. Why don't you faggot old fucks come do something for your fucking self instead of fucking writing your bullshit down on a fucking piece of paper and knowing that it fucking cannot fucking stand in a fucking court of law of we the people, which is the only fucking law in this goddamn nation. And you know it. I'm not in your goddamn army and I ain't a part of your fucking government, you motherfuckers. And even if I did, I cannot contract away. I cannot give away. I cannot throw away. You cannot take away my motherfucking rights. That's what unalienable means. Look it up. Possessing and receiving firearms, and only so far, for so long as they are actively engaged in the criminal activity. So if you quit, I mean, what the fuck? You give back your goddamn medical marijuana that's about keeping you from getting cancer. And oh, if you go ahead and get cancer, you can have your fucking gun, you think? You motherfucker? Huh? How about people with fucking, all you people out there with cancer, why don't you just go dust one of these motherfuckers? These motherfuckers are acting without jurisdictional authority and treating you like goddamn dogs that they can fucking command. Sit, roll over, sit up, stand up, bark. Fuck you. This is unlawful. You have no jurisdictional authority to tell us any fucking thing, you motherfuckers. The only way we can be told to do anything is through the procedural due process in that fucking Bill of Rights. And it takes an individual filing in their individual capacity against you as an individual, and you get a fucking file, your fucking response, and you can accuse them of fucking high crimes and misdemeanors or goddamn straight up treason and sedition if they try to fucking change the fucking law to, yeah, I should have a right to tell Henry what he can put in his body. Because I'm his daddy at fucking 60 fucking years old. Fuck off! Fuck off! And that's all this is really, you know, we talked about it yesterday. This is all it is just to piss you off. You come try this fucking shit, you'll get fucking blasted, you cocksuckers. Piss ant motherfucking nobody nothing motherfuckers. God, you're pathetic. You are nothing. You're shit beneath my feet. You can't even fucking change your own fucking diapers. You gotta pay, use the goddamn wealth of my nation you're stealing to get your fucking shit cleared off your fucking ass. You fucking think you scare me? Fuck off! The DOJ uses the motion to claim that restrictions on unlawful drug users are consistent with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulations. Historical tradition of firearms regulation. You can't regulate one goddamn bit of it. Everything you have put in place, the 1968 Gun Control Act, the 1930s Gun Control Act, every fucking regulation you have put in, state, federal, fucking, or fucking municipal, is a fucking violation of that second article, and it is sedition, and it is fucking treason, and it buys you a rope around your fucking neck. Our guns are none of your goddamn business. Is that clear enough for you? But why don't you go ahead and give it a try? Where were we? The DOJ notes, two closely related traditions are, analogs, I guess is what it says. The tradition of restricting the firearms rights of those who commit crimes, and therefore, you mean the 1968 Gun Control Act passed in violation of the Ninth Article of the People's Bill of Rights, the highest law in this fucking land, ratified December 15, 1791? You can't pass a law to deny a right. You can't pass legislation, policy, because that's all you can pass is policy. You can put your fucking policy up there and see if it meets the fucking standard of the law, and it does not. It doesn't even come close. In fact, in trying to enact it, you're trying to fucking usurp the fucking founding fucking documents of this fucking country, and that is the Bill of fucking Rights, and it's the only fucking one. And you know it. You phony, fucking, sick, I mean, you tired old fucking cocksuckers. Kill yourselves! Do the goddamn world a favor. Save us the fucking rope. Kill yourselves. You're worthless to yourself and everybody around you. It's just like, you know, when the fucking, what the hell was his name? Old Boner, he was Speaker of the House, I can't, John Boner. You know, that son of a bitch, I mean, the conservative of conservatives, you should cut the heads off of people who smoke marijuana. Son of a bitch, as soon as he got out of office and got to lobbying, now he's lobbying to make it fucking legal, federally legal, because he wants to buy the pot farm. He's a goddamn capitalist. He wants to make some goddamn money off it. This is how fucking hypocritical these fucking cocksuckers are. Firearms rights of those who commit crimes and therefore are not law-abiding citizens. No, you're not. What you're putting this is not law. We don't have to abide by your goddamn whims. What you write down on a fucking piece of paper, this is not ratified. You can't even ratify it. This is corporate fucking policy, and you can shove it up your ass like Walmart can. Walmart doesn't want my fucking money. They just fucking do something that I don't fucking like. I don't go down and spend my fucking money there no more. You motherfuckers have no right taking our goddamn fucking wealth of our country. You owe it all back to us. 28 trillion or 30 trillion last time I fucking was counting. You think you ain't going to pay it back? What about when we got you by your fucking hair and we're grinding your fucking face into the fucking pavement, you son of a bitches? What about when you're being drugged by your fucking balls down to the fucking police station to wait your fucking trial, and if it's going to last about 15 fucking minutes, we're going to put up the Bill of Rights, and we're going to put up a goddamn act of treason with your fucking signature on it, and we're going to say, we want him hung. And the goddamn people in the goddamn that are so sick of this fucking shit, we are so sick of you fucking scumbags thinking you rollovers, acting like you got custody over us, goddamn medical custodial rights over us. You fucking pieces of shit. You are going to fucking, hanging ain't good enough, hang by the fucking hair until you fucking die. Where were we at? ID at 2156, and the tradition, this is a tradition of treason. If this is a tradition, it's a tradition of treason, because I can read you the fucking law. This is the highest fucking law in the goddamn land of the United States of these Americas. And this belongs to the fucking individual free sovereign nationals, which I am one of. It says a well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And we can always go over, because you say you're too fucking stupid. Oh, we got to think about this. We got to go to the Supreme Court. We got to talk about this, try to figure out what the fuck they meant back then. Well, they told you what they meant back then. Because Tench Koch is the one that fucking introduced the second article in the fucking Bill of Rights for the ratification for the states. And he described it quite clearly to you. And you have this document. It's a part of the fucking archives. Why don't you get out this motherfucking document and read it? And, well, wait a minute. That document would indicate that you are committing high fucking treason against we the fucking people, the jurisdictional authority, that you are trying to fucking overthrow the power of the fucking people and the goddamn government of the people. That being the Bill of Rights, that being the written, ratified by the people, by our jurisdictional authority, fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Here's but Mr. Koch. Now, you stupid motherfuckers, go look. Tench, T-E-N-C-H, Cox, C-O-X-E. Now go look in the congressional fucking records. There's your goddamn explanation of the fucking second article. This is what was fucking told you, but before it was fucking ratified. This is what the people ratified using their superior, the only authority that exists in this country is the people's jurisdictional authority. But this is what they ratified. Now listen close. Who are the militia? ? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state scumbag governments or any fucking unlawful corporation created in violation of the fucking goddamn ninth article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Law of We the People of December 15, 1791. Are not federal or states governments, but the ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. That means you cocksuckers can't touch it. As civil rulers not having their duty before duty to the people before them, may attempt to tyrannize. See, he's talking about this is to fight the fuckers. They had a thing the other day. 50% of the people think the people are going to have to fight the government. I think 90% of the people are ready to crush these motherfuckers worldwide. To wipe their fucking unlawful asses off this fucking planet. Not having their duty before to the people before them may attempt to tyrannize. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend the country, occasionally raised. What are they talking? Oh, they're talking about the lie they gave you in that goddamn Constitution, aren't they? We're not going to have no standing army. If we have trouble, then the Congress will raise an army and will supply that fucking army from the fucking body of the people who are the fucking militia, who are the fucking goddamn protectors of this country. Every single fucking one of us is militia. We are the unregulated militia. If we choose to join the regulated militia, we can, or we can just fight. Fuck, I can fight just as me. Because I have the right to defend that fucking law, which is the only law in this goddamn land, and they knew it, and they know it now. Might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. The people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms, and that's got a period behind it, people. You see, there ain't nothing past that, except, well, if the government decides that they want to start with doctors and stuff and try to get everybody's guns away from so that they can inflict tyranny on them without fucking consequence so that the people do not fucking out-arm them so that the people cannot fucking wipe their fucking asses out. It just says private arms. And then it goes on, the militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, will perform a powerful check upon the regular troops. And you're about to get checked, motherfuckers. You are about to get checked in a hard fucking way. How fucking dare you think you can have custodial rights over us, you fucking cocksucker. That's from that 14th Amendment, people. This is them claiming they have the fucking right to take you like a little boy and tell you, you can take this medicine. You take this medicine. Don't you take that medicine. But you take this medicine here. This death shot. Now you take that. Or there will be consequences, young man. But this goddamn, this marijuana stuff. You stay away from that marijuana stuff. You hear me? I'm telling you, because I have custodial authority. You have no fucking authority over me, you son of a bitches. You got the right to get your goddamn head blowed off for fucking even insinuating that you have goddamn custodial rights over me. And you fucking know it. You know if the people start blasting your fucking asses today, they are well within their rights. And they are well within the fucking law. You are the goddamn traitors. You are the fucking rebellious ones. You are the ones that are going against the law of this goddamn country for your own fucking benefit. To try to become fucking goddamn monarchs in this goddamn country. To try to make this goddamn whole country a bunch of fucking corporate fucking fiefdoms for you son of a bitches, right? Because was that your deal with the king back in 1812? Is that what you went over there and sucked his fucking dick? And is that the deal that he gave you? That you all get your own corporate fiefdoms? If you went home and sold your fucking people out, the people who did the fucking dying, the people who did the fucking killing, the people who gained those fucking rights, well, we'll do it again! Only this time, we're not going to fuck up like those guys did. Your fucking asses are going too. You're fucking going to be dead, dead, dead. Everything you have, you ain't going to have no fucking family to inherit it. There ain't going to be nothing left. We're taking every fucking thing you've stolen from us, and we're taking our goddamn country back, and you're fucking either going to swim it, or you're going to fucking hang. That's all you got left, you motherfuckers. Oh, man. Let's see. Too closely related tradition. Tradition. It's a tradition for us to violate the second article, guys. How do you like? That's what I talk about, these goddamn things like the Act of 1871 and the Act of 1878, the goddamn 14th Amendment shit. Just because it's this is fraud. And no, it's not a tradition. You can't legitimize fraud by being around for a whole long time. See, we've entrenched. It's been around a whole long time. It's a tradition to fucking violate the fucking second article. Well, that's a tradition that's going to get your fucking ass hung. Because it will be a tradition in this country once again to hang fucking traitors who think that they can attack the fucking goddamn supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of we the people and our jurisdictional authority. Do you understand me? God damn, a tradition violating the fucking law. I guess if I just fucking robbed banks all my life, it'd become my tradition. Fuck, you ain't nothing you can do about it. Fucking, you're just fucking robbed. You think that's how it's gonna work, or do you think you're about ready to eat some fucking lead? You arrogant motherfuckers. Tradition, my ass. That's only a goddamn old fucking slimy propagandist that just fucking shit himself would say such a fucking thing. Oh, ID at 2156, shove it up your fucking ass. It violates the 9th article. Shove it up the fucking ass. It violates the 2nd article. You got it? What you are doing, and there's no fucking doubt about it, but you're committing crime when you do it. You are committing high crimes and misdemeanors. You are committing sedition, and you are committing goddamn treason. And you can be hung for both, and will be hung for both, you motherfuckers. See, disarming those whose behavior... Listen to this. This is tradition. This is part of our American tradition, guys. And the tradition of disarming those whose behavior black people couldn't have fucking guns? I mean, that was a status, wasn't it? You motherfuckers! Status would render their firearm possession a danger to themselves or the community. Possession of illegal drugs, including marijuana, is a federal crime. Well, no, it ain't! Because it's a fucking federal fucking regulation. It's your goddamn corporate policy that as an American national, I can tell you to shove it right up your fucking ass. Because you have no jurisdictional authority behind it. Because the jurisdictional authority that I live under is called the common law, motherfuckers. And you removed all the fucking courts, so there ain't even a place to even talk about it. Let alone you would have to come at me as an individual and you'd have to show where my fucking use of a goddamn smoking a fucking joint. Yeah, well, you'd have to fucking prove it to a fucking jury before you could just gain some jurisdictional authority to fucking say anything. These son of a bitches think they can just write it down on a piece of paper. This is what the law is going to be. Let me see. Well, come here. Hey, get old shitty pants over here. Yeah, we're going to need you to sign this. Can he still sign his name? Yeah, we're going to write it down here. Yeah, you can't have marijuana. I got goddamn custodial, medical custodial fucking authority over your fucking body. I got it because I say so. And, I have corporate goddamn Blackwater. You bring them motherfuckers. You fuckers are asking to die. That's what you're asking. You fucking keep pushing motherfuckers and see where you end up. You'll end up pushing up daisies. Question 21E on the ATF firearm transaction form, 4473 asks, are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana? First place, you can't ask me a goddamn question. I don't need your fucking permission to buy a fucking gun. I do not have to pay you to exercise the fucking right, you commie motherfuckers. Where did anybody...
Too far a long time ago.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Sorry.
They pushed way too far a long time ago.
Oh God, yes. We have eaten a mountain of shit, people. And I don't know about the rest of you, I'm tired of fucking eating shit. I'm not gonna eat their fucking shit. They couldn't fill out a form. What we do with our guns is none of their goddamn business. Tench Koch made that perfectly fucking clear. And that is the part of the congressional record. That's when the goddamn son of a bitch was fucking ratified. That's what the people ratified. What are you ratifying, people? Well, Tench Kotz explains it to us here. He says, who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. Period. There's nothing after that except that the militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, will form a powerful check against these communist, fascist, capitalist, motherfucking scumbag, son of a bitchin' world-dominated, motherfucking mafia motherfuckers. It's our duty to kill them. They come out and say something, you ain't got no... See what they're telling you? You just don't understand it. They're telling you, you're a little boy. I got custodial power over you. I can say whether you can, well, you know, it's like you had to have a note from your parents to go on the fucking field trip. Same fucking diff here. Oh, you can have this here, but you can't play with your fucking other toy. If you choose this toy, you can't have this toy. Well, I'm making that decision for you because I have custodial power. No, you fucking don't, motherfucker. You got the right to get your fucking head blown off if you fucking try it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Looking back on everything and all the things that stay, I can count on memories. Cause they don't go away. Good times were hard to hold until she came along. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I'm not always there, I know, but she don't mind at all. As pretty as a picture that hangs on my own wall. She's like Mississippi when the sun comes up at dawn. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She's always down to play. My world without her seems a million miles away. She don't have to worry, I know where I belong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I've been down some aces and I've played them all the same, but she's the only one that keeps me in the game. No fame or fortune could ever keep me gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's It's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. There's a magic down in Memphis that never seems to fade. Even now them voices carry like a lonely serenade. It's the memories that still and always will be on my mind. They move me every time. She sees the good in everything there is to see. Sometimes I wonder what she ever sees in me. I'm not always right, you know, but she's never led me wrong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. In all my travels, I've never found a way to find the words that say the things I'd like to say. I've sang some melodies, but she's my favorite one. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark, unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific Time, and that was Uncle Cracker, I think it was, Memphis Soul Song. Listen to there at the break. And we were just finishing off this fucking article where these goddamn communist motherfucking cock-sucking goddamn elitist aristocratic motherfuckers who do not have any authority over us are claiming to have custodial authority over our medical fucking decisions, over our decisions on what we put in our body. Why don't they just come and tell us what to eat like the fucking Israelis do the Palestinians? Do you know that the Israelis decide how many calories a Palestinian gets to eat in a fucking day? That's what they fucking cocksuckers want here. You fucking try. We'll blow your fucking head. We'll blow you clear out of this fucking country. Question 21, AATF asks if you're unlawful. No, it ain't unlawful. And you fucking, I don't have to have your permission to buy a fucking gun. I don't have to have your permission to shoot a fucking gun. You are supposed to keep your goddamn nose out of my fucking guns is what you're supposed to do. And if you can't fucking do it as in the fiduciary, you try fucking poking your fiduciary nose in my fucking business with my fucking guns, you'll get it shot off. They belong to me. Period. U.S. Census Bureau demanding gun holster companies hand over customer info. See, they're just doing this to fucking aggravate us because you ain't got what it takes to come take them fucking guns and you know it. So you old fucking cocksuckers, you said that you sat up there all fucking night with your fucking Geritol and your goddamn fucking suppository up your fucking ass so you can shit yourself again. And you fucking write this shit down and you think you're going to upset us. You think that you're going to keep pushing it this way like just like it's a tradition to violate the Bill of Rights. Bullshit. You ain't gonna find nobody that fucking buys that shit. A tradition. A tradition, it's a goddamn fucking crime you have committed. It is a high crime. It is goddamn fucking treason. It is sedition. It is to hang your fucking ass over, you fucking pricks. You don't talk about our rights. They're none of your goddamn business. All you gotta do is obey our law and fucking, and make sure you don't fucking violate our fucking rights. That's what you fucking do. Custodial.
Hey, Henry,
yes, go ahead.
You know, there is no difference in what they put on their little pieces of paper. No difference than the crown. Oh, the king say, well, since you can't have that, you can't have this. If you do this, you can't do that. I'm not your property. I'm not, i.e., property of the state. You do not own me.
I'm goddamn right, brother, and you're absolutely right. They cannot, they do not rule us by decree. They're supposed to, I mean, they sold us back in fucking 1789 when they fucking ratified that piece of shit fucking constitution it never was. They didn't ratify it. They fucking goddamn, they never had the people's consent. The people never ratified it. That law cannot be applied to us. We never accepted that fucking law that you think we're going to have some fucking asshole out there. I don't want you working for me. I want you to fucking pack your fucking bags, get your shit out of my fucking office, and get the fuck to fucking down to Venezuela or somewhere where they like fucking communists. Because we don't like you here. And the goddamn office belongs to we the people. Now get the fuck out of it, because you're violating our law, you son of a bitch. All right, just keep it on up until we get our hands on you and we fucking try your ass in the common law court and hang your fucking ass. You do not have authority over us. We're free. We're at liberty. And you fucking, that fucking King George III. I mean, God damn it, people. Can't you even see the coalition? I mean, what the hell you were taught as a little fucking kid growing up? Why did the, it was taxation over, taxation without representation. And then the king came to Concord to get the guns. I wonder why he wanted those fucking guns. So that he could fucking pillage. So that he could fucking beat people like dogs beneath his feet. So that he would have the advantage of having guns. Having guns and not having guns are two different things. The guy that has the gun has the fucking absolute, not only advantage, goddamn, you fucking can enslave somebody if you have the gun, and they don't have the gun if they're afraid of dying.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, right. You know what? But you know, the bottom line is when you just think about it, man, they always try to push that little crap. You know, about the taxation without representation.
Uh-huh.
And if you go back and you do the true history, you understand the liberty and when the freedom, what they actually was really will fight for and how these people really were just property. They was downtrodden, man. Yep. I mean, this is, history has not been taught, especially like what we went through or what those people went through. It hasn't been taught. People don't realize the type of tyranny they was under. They were property. I always tell people, man, just look at Braveheart. If you look at Braveheart and look at that one scene when that guy, when they get married, and that guy come and take his wife before he gets to have his own wife on his own wedding night, he come and get her because you're talking about he's a lord and that's his right. That is the type of crap what they were doing to people. And that has never really been explained to people at all.
And that should be something, like you said, from the time you're fucking like in first grade. That's the shit they should be cramming down. That's cramming in your head. Reading, writing, arithmetic, and goddamn true fucking history. Because you're absolutely prima nocta. That gives this nobleman the right to fucking take your wife on her fucking, on your wedding night and fuck her. I mean, goddamn, geez. Is that the kind of life will you people settle for that? That's the question we've been asking for 10 fucking years. Are you gonna settle for that as you polish your fucking gun? You're gonna have them come with, and you're on your, hey, is your son coming up to getting married? Is his wife gonna be taken by one of the corporate lords and fucking fucked by him first so he can bless the marriage by raping the fucking goddamn bride? Cause that's the kind of control these cocksuckers are claiming they have over you. And that's the kind of control that you gotta blast out of their system.
Henry, people really just don't really understand, like, the tyranny, man. I mean, they really don't, and you try to explain that to some people, like, you don't understand, those people were owned. Anything that you did, your lifetime, your property, hell, if you, like you said, like you always say, Henry, always say this. Whenever you plant it or whatever you had on your farm, if that king want to come and take 99% of it and leave you with one onion, he can do that.
Yep.
And that's the type of crap they were going through. And these SOBs, they think they're going to put us back under that. Man, you got another thing coming.
And that's
they don't want to understand.
No, they don't.
That's true. Yeah, they brainwashed too bad. I mean, too bad. A lot of them are.
They don't want the people to understand exactly what they're dealing with here, what the fucking monster is. And that is the fucking monster. And that is what they would want to do. I mean, they would like that, like long shanks, you know, fucking, I declare prima nocta, all the, you know, the goddamn Bezos and the goddamn Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg gets to ride into your fucking cap and fucking take your goddamn wife on her wedding night and rape her. That's what they want. They want to return to the fucking feudalism that fucking, like I said, the king sitting in a pile of his own fucking shit, drinking wine, the best wine in the fucking land, and it better be good, from a gold goblet with the goddamn cardinal's hand on his fucking shoulder, and they, hey, we need more money. We need more money because we got all the crimes you have committed, king. We got to pray you out of purgatory. And this is what they did. I shit you not. That's where all the fucking why they would have these goddamn where they go out and they raid and they take other people's fucking property because the church demanded gold. The church demanded gold. The church that declared that fucker sitting in his shown shit can't dropped out of the right twat and he should be your fucking sovereign over you, over your own mind, over your own will. The church wanted the goddamn money. The church wanted, so see, when a king, he was so fucking awful that, you know, he couldn't fucking, I mean, he was just an awful son of a bitch. But he still wanted to go to heaven. So the cardinals told him, I mean, and this is what you talk about, your bullshit. So what happens is he gave all the gold. Most of the gold went to the goddamn churches. People don't realize that. Back when they did the fucking raiding and fucking in like Wales and fucking Scotland, Ireland, when they took all the fucking cash and shit, it went to the fucking church. What did it go to the church for? So that they could have someone praying, or a bunch of someone's praying 24 hours a day to that king to pray his ass out of purgatory so he could get on to heaven where he could set in his shit up there. That is the goddamn truth of it, people. Whether you like it or not, that is the goddamn truth. Look it up. Now we have these fuckers in companies hand over. You bought a holster. Ooh. I'll fucking save you the trouble. I bought hundreds of holsters, you sons of bitches. Hundreds! The U.S. Department of Commerce Census Bureau is demanding gun holster makers and retailers turn over customers, order numbers, product description, and shipping information according to letters from the agency obtained by Ammoland News last month. Those who don't comply could face a fine up to $10,000. Under what jurisdiction are you doing this, U.S.? In the first place, this U.S. Department of Commerce and Census Bureau, where do you get your authority to fucking do anything? The census is fucking legal. Or where it would be, but it ain't. Because the Constitution never was fucking ratified and the people never fucking gave their consent. So the census really isn't even fucking goddamn legal or lawful. And so they say, we ask you a question. You tell me. Here they are walking in like mommy and daddy to you again, ain't they? How about mommy and daddy gets blowed right back through the fucking door? Go fuck yourself. It ain't none of your goddamn business what we got. It ain't none of your goddamn business what we fucking own. You motherfuckers, why do they want to know so much about us, people? Why do they want us under 24-hour a fucking day, 365 days a year fucking surveillance? Because they are scared shitless. They know the crimes they've committed against us. And they know it's getting out. They know that Bill of Rights ain't that fucking hard to read. And people can surely, things like that, asset forfeiture and the fifth article, they can look at those two things and say, nah, but by God, they're violating the hell out of it. But they got to understand that Bill of Rights is the supreme, superior, absolute law of this fucking land. There is no law higher. There cannot be. It is the jurisdictional authority of we the people. The people who own the goddamn land. But, you know, they fucking came in with that phony ass. I mean, like I said, years I tried to get the anti-federalist papers. I looked at, as soon as the computers came out, when they started making computers, I started looking, you know, using it. Man, maybe if I could find, maybe here's somewhere I could find it. It was years and years. And it's only been in, the past seven, eight years that we fucking found them. They printed them up, put them in a book. Now you can take those goddamn anti-federalist papers and you can read them. And you can see that they fucking foretold exactly why that Constitution was written the way it was. The fact that it was never ratified. The fact that the people never consented to it. And they told you exactly what they were intended to do with it, and it's exactly what you're fucking living today, isn't it? So I guess they fucking knew what they were talking about. So then they sat down and they wrote a Bill of Rights. We have to put this in check. They read the whole fucking thing. These guys were fucking smart. They were geniuses by today's standards. Because, I mean, they were probably above average fucking men, but for no fucking doubt about it. But they were ultra geniuses today. And I mean, just the simplest fucking shit. Okay, this is what they're going to try to do here. All right, we're going to take care of that with this First Amendment. Okay, oh yeah, and they're going to come after the guns. They're going to want us to crown to hold the only guns. I mean, or to have the armory so that when they want to take the fucking people out to kill the Indians to take more of their fucking land, they can arm them, but then they got to bring them back and they can just live out there in the fucking wilderness. They get chopped up, whatever. Hey, man, pick up a stick, huh? Well, let's see. We're going to take care of that son of a bitch. There's a second article. That takes care of that. And that third article, no quartering of soldiers, takes care of that. Fourth article, man, we're going to be fucking protected in our papers and effects. These fuckers just aren't going to walk up and fucking ride roughshod. If they have no jurisdictional authority over us, they cannot. Otherwise, they would be the fucking rulers and we would be the ruled. And we're telling them that they're the rulers and we're the ruled, that we serve them, that we're their servants. Was that a lie, people? I mean, how many lies does it take for you to fucking catch on that they're fucking lying to you, huh? At any rate, so that fucking, they put that in check. And each one of those fucking articles puts a fucking, a complaint that was in the fucking Anti-Federalist Papers in check so that they could not fucking do it. And it was absolute unalienable law, and then they sealed it with the ninth article, which said the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny others, which makes them others separate, the people's law, the fucking Bill of Rights, retained by the people. That's not fucking rocket science, guys, I'm sorry. And if you can't fucking just, when what I just said right there, you can't see what the fucking law is, and that Bill of Rights is goddamn higher than any goddamn local ordinance written by a fucking corporation. It's higher than any corporate law. There is no corporate law that can even come in the same fucking realm with it. If a corporate law violates it, the fucking person who exercises that corporate law can be dragged into fucking goddamn a common law court by an individual free national in his individual capacity and have his fucking neck wrung. Have him killed. You're not going to step here, oh, I run Walmart, I got lots of money, and we're going to have things my fucking way here because I got enough money to buy enough people to back me. You know, you're buying a standing army that's about to get its ass blowed off, and you know it. The largest army on this planet is the people of this United States of America. By fucking tenfold. And I don't want to hear about your fucking airplanes. We got people that can fly our airplanes. And we're taking them. I seen this one, the fucking crop duster one. I don't know how many of you guys got to look at that article today. This crop duster plane with all these fucking missiles on it and all the weight it'll take, because a crop duster will take quite a bit of weight. I'll tell you what, I can fly a crop duster. Can you? Where are they at? Where are they? I mean, I would never claim that I could fly a fucking F-16 or anything. I can sure as hell get a crop duster off the goddamn ground and put it back down. Where are they at? Where are they putting these things at for us that belong to us? Not to mention the F-16s, the F-32s, all the fucking armament belongs to us. We bought and paid for it with the sweat of our brow and with the theft of our goddamn fucking resources. It belongs to us. They're in hock to us up to their fucking neck. Every goddamn, and the fucking, hey, you fucking faggots that want to stay in that fucking, United Nations fucking goddamn pretense army of the United States, you're going to get your fucking high heel shoes blowed off, you motherfuckers. The real fucking men are walking away from it, but the fucking you fucking bitches want to stay there. And you think you're fucking a handful of bitches and some fucking goddamn transvestites can whoop the fucking men of fucking America? Give it a go! Come show us what you got, motherfucker, instead of coming up every day with this fucking shit here just designed to piss us off further. It's like, we're going to do this. We're going to take your guns. We're going to do, why don't you do it? Well, we're going to take them, and we're going to take your guns. Why don't you fucking do it? Because you can't. You come and try it, you'll get fucking, the jungle will explode, and you will be fucking wiped off the face of the, excuse me. You will be wiped off the face of this earth. And God damn it, I'll tell you what, people are going to be getting pretty fucking creative about how they fucking do it. I've talked to some people, man, and fucking, I mean, that's what more talk is about, is fucking just, hey, they'd be, how about doing this to them, son of a bitches? It ain't just fucking getting rid of your ass. It's punishing you. Finding a punishment that fits the fucking crime. Your crimes are so great that people are actually having debates on how to fucking goddamn kill you after you're sentenced to death for violation of the fucking highest law in this goddamn land, ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791, unalienable. How are we gonna punish you? That's the biggest goddamn conversation out here. You better get ready for it, you old fucks. You old fucks better hope you die before we get back in control of this country. I can tell you that right now. Anyway, that's enough for me today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, you think of something. What do these son of a bitches deserve? These old slimy, like that fucking goddamn Zorros, you know, sitting in a fucking room, fucking and crinkling and stinking and fucking shitting on themselves and trying to fuck your life, to make you fucking miserable, to take your fucking life, to take what fucking belongs to you. What do they deserve as a fucking goddamn punishment? And that is The Word from the Trenches.